Our top story for this bulletin, 95.5% of people in the Crimea region have voted overwhelmingly in favor of breaking away from Ukraine and joining Russia. Sunday's vote follows weeks of tension between the West and Russia over the peninsula's future status. Eyes are now on the next move that the U.S. and its European allies will make in their dealing with Russia. We have more in this following report.
Joy and jubilation on the streets of Crimea's capital city, Simferopol. The Russian-speaking majority of this strategic Black Sea region is euphoric following a controversial referendum which heightened tensions between Russia and the West. Crimea's pro-Russian authorities say the poll results show an overwhelming majority of the electorate have voted in favor of joining Russia. The festive mood was not just limited to Crimea, as thousands of pro-Russian demonstrators took to the streets in Ukraine's eastern cities of Donetsk and Kharkiv to support the referendum. The demonstrators expressed their willingness to join Russia through a similar vote. Meanwhile, tensions are running high between Russia and the U.S., with the Western countries stepping up their threats of sanctions against Moscow. The European Union, which rejected the vote as a violation of Ukraine's sovereignty, is now threatening Russia officials with possible asset freezes and visa bans. These threats come as many experts support the Russian position that imposing any sanctions will hurt European economies more than Russia's.
Well, Putin is correct. It will hurt Europe, and it will encourage Russia to go ahead with the BRICS, you know, Russia, India, China, Brazil, South Africa, into having their own currency block, their own trade block, and to cease supporting the U.S. dollar. The sooner they do this, the sooner American power will diminish.
The U.S. administration, which failed to pass a resolution at the U.N. Security Council against Crimea's referendum bid, was quick to condemn the event. U.S. President Barack Obama told his Russian counterpart that Washington will never recognize Crimea's vote. But Putin maintained that the vote was legal and consistent with the norms of international law and the right of self-determination. Moscow says the referendum is legal, given the fact that a strong majority of people in the region are Russian speakers. Russia also accuses Kyiv authorities of failing to protect the ethnic Russians against the violence committed by Ukraine's nationalist groups. When Ukraine's ousted President Viktor Yanukovych suspended talks on a major trade and political pact with the European Union last November, it was hard to imagine a full-scale crisis would erupt over the issue. Yanukovych's decision steered weeks of protest by his pro-Western opponents. Following violent and deadly street clashes, both sides agreed to form a unity government. But then, in an unexpected move, the parliament voted to oust Yanukovych from office, forcing him to flee Ukraine into Russia. Now that Crimeans have spoken up and clear about their region's future, it remains to be seen how the West and Russia will find the middle ground on the issue. It seems that Moscow, which has always felt threatened by the U.S. and NATO's military buildup on its western borders, will not compromise its long-term strategic interests in the Black Sea region.